All right, so I'm not going to call a Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting in order because we have only two of five justices present tonight. Justice Good and Justice Hawks did leave me messages that they said they may not be able to make it. Haven't heard from Justice Dodgen.
Justice Dodgen left me a message saying he wouldn't be able to make it.
All right, very good. All right, so at least we're consistent in who can't make it.
There you go.
That's probably Justice Dodgen right there telling me. Let's see. I ain't coming. Okay. All right. So a couple things that we had on the agenda tonight initially for this meeting was an invitation to the ABC to come and talk to us about the alcohol situation. I've been advised by Counselor Hogue that the director of the ABC declined our invitation.
Yes.
Respectfully. Yeah. So in light of that, I requested from the counselor's office, I actually got online to look up Title 13, the Arkansas Code, annotated all that, which has to do with all things alcohol in the state of Arkansas. And I was having a challenge finding a place where I could download that so that I could review that. And the reason that I found it to be a challenge is the information is exhausted. So I reached out to Counselor Hogue's office. They were able to send me Title 3.
Okay.
It took four emails because it kept choking it down with our email image and everything. So I now have a stack of Title 3 information. And what I'm wanting to go through is, since the ABC declined our invitation to come visit with us, is to go through and look at Title 3 to see what part of that, and there's all kinds of alcohol issues in that, that don't apply to what we're trying to do. So I want to go through there and highlight those issues so I can bring before Courts and Public Safety the things that we do need to discuss. For example, I've had several people come to me and ask, can we have a private club, within 100 feet of a church or a school? Be honest with you, that has to do with how it applies to package stores or liquor stores, not necessarily private clubs. So what we want to do is actually find out what impacts us when we're making our decision. So I think, as I mentioned last week, we need to determine what we don't know before we can make some intelligent decisions on how we work up a plan. So anyway, so I'll have that for the next month's meeting as we talk about that. I tell you what I am going to do. Justice King, go ahead.
What was the purpose behind ABC not wanting to come?
ABC director and I had a conversation. She said that she's gotten a lot of these types of questions from a lot of counties. And the objective behind the statute that changed the routine on the granting of private club permits was a specifically concerted effort by Eddie Joe Williams to change the law so that in his county they would have the ability to get away from this idea that a nine guy panel of people in Little Rock could decide whether they had alcohol in their county. Senator Williams, is he a senator or congressman? I can't remember. Eddie Joe Williams, whatever he is. Mr. Williams, there you go. Mr. Williams specifically took issue with Little Rock deciding whether his county would have alcohol, and so he got a law passed that says that you can't take your petition to the ABC unless the quorum court approves it first or the city council approves it first. The director of the ABC said, here's the thing. We weren't in favor of this because this doesn't affect anything we do. We do all the same. Once it gets to us, we do all the same work we ever did. We look at its distance. We look at its, we look at background checks. We do all the same vetting work on every alcohol permit that ever comes before us, just like this law didn't exist and just like we ever did before this law existed. And so all this law does is it gives the quorum court the ability to say no if you want to say no. This law specifically didn't put any particular parameters on how the quorum court was decided. It just gives the quorum court the ability to say, no, we want to have no alcohol, or yes, we want to in some cases, and no, we don't want to in some cases. It's the ability for the quorum court to put up a fairly arbitrary barrier, and it was done as a political maneuver by a certain person, and that's how she saw it. And she said, the only reason I don't take this as me saying no to Faulkner County, take this as me not wanting to go to every county in the state and explain this same thing to every individual county, because for the ABC's purposes, we're doing the same thing we ever did, and this does not affect anything that happens at the ABC. So basically, if you want to ignore this law, all you have to do is if you don't like the burden that it puts on you, then just send everybody to the ABC and they'll get the same treatment they ever have from the ABC. And if you want the power to vet who comes through and vet who's going to have alcohol service and so forth, then you can take that on and it will get as light or as heavy as you make it for yourselves.
Okay.
But she doesn't want to say that 75 times around the state because it'll take over her job, so she declined.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you talk to her again, tell her a memo would have been sufficient.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, so we'll move on from there then. So one other item I'm going to go ahead and bring up, I'd really like to get a report out. So last week I was out of state on business and had a constituent reach out with an issue on Horseshoe Mountain in District 2, JP District 2, with a sanitation issue. And since I was unavailable, graciously Justice Boyer reached out to this constituent and has dealt with that. So, and because this business may or may not come before the court, I've not asked him for feedback one-on-one, so I did ask him if he would bring that to us tonight. So, Jerry, if you would, can you, you know, really for my benefit, go ahead and give us a report on the situation there, but that way we can have it on public record as well.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it was on October the 2nd. I was in the office of Wooster Mayor Robinson, and he received a telephone call concerning a sanitation issue in, we thought was my district. I later found out it wasn't, but it happened to be in Justice Higgins' district. I left his office and I went over and looked at the situation that was described to me, excuse me, and I realized it was not in my district. I sent Justice Higgins a text telling him what I was doing. I knew he was out of town, and he told me that it would be all right if I was to go ahead and follow up. The next day I visited with Chief Rice, and in his presence he contacted Deputy Neal. Deputy Neal is the code enforcement officer, I think is the proper.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Code enforcement officer for the county. Deputy Neal agreed to go out and take a look at the situation. As it turned out, Deputy Neal had been out there in May at the situation, had talked to the owners of the property, and he just happened to, I guess, drive by and see the situation and consulted with the owners and asked them if they would do a cleanup. Evidently, they didn't. A constituent called complaining about the conditions of the property. Counselor, would you like a copy of this also? Excuse me, I'm sorry. I should've.
That's okay.
I have a package here, Chairman, that has the first report dated May the 30th, and the supplemental or follow-up report dated, I think it's October the 3rd, if I can get my thumb to work here. Arthritis is a terrible thing. Trust me. It is October the 3rd. He took photographs. I went out there. When I was out there, I will put this before the court if you don't mind. I was out there, and I really felt uncomfortable. There was somebody in the residence that was watching me. I could see curtains moving and doors closing and dogs being chased out of the residence, so I was a little tentative. I had my camera, but I mean, I didn't have my camera with the lens. All I had was my phone. I took a couple of pictures, and I felt uncomfortable, and I left. Deputy Neal went out there. He took pictures, and this packet here, Chairman, has several photographs of the condition of the situation that we're talking about. It's nasty. I'm going to be blunt about it. I think there's children involved there because I see toys, little tricycles and swing sets, and I don't know, maybe there was a half a dozen dogs or at least a half a dozen dogs that were running loose. That's one of the reasons why I left. I think this is something that we need to pursue, Chairman, with, and I don't know how to suggest. And since it's in your district,
Justice Boyer, this was just informational purposes. We're not in order right now.
I hope you can take this as information and do something with it.
There you go.
I am compelled to say that I think we need to look at this further. And this is the second time. The first issue I was involved with in my district earlier this year has been substantially cleaned up without a lot of grief. This is going to be something a little bit different. Any questions? I'd be glad to give you what I know.
If this committee was actually in order, I might ask the question of why after May 30th, when it says here that I'll be back in 30 days to follow up, that we didn't.
And I thought, do you have a quorum?
No.
I had the same thought that ran through my mind, Chairman. And I have not spoken to Deputy Neal about that. I am assuming the first encounter was something that he visually saw himself without any.
Says he responded to a call.
Okay. Well, I don't know who the call was, so I'm just.
Well, that's not a question for you. I was just rhetorically asking that.
That might be
a question that I might ask later. It's just what happened after 30 days.
Right, and had you had a committee tonight, I would have asked the committee to invite Deputy Neal to come in and answer some of the more specific questions that you may have. I don't know the answers to that. It's curious.
Okay, so at this point,
and there may have been something maybe there was some cleanup that started. I don't know. It doesn't indicate that there was or wasn't. The call that I received from the constituent, he was very forceful. No, assertive. I'll say assertive.
Mm-hmm.
in the situation. So.
Okay, so it looks like then at this point that on 10-3, Deputy Neal served an additional 30-day warning to clean up the property and informed me back in 30 days. So I'll tell you what, at the next Courts and Public Safety meeting, which will be just after the 30 days, might just want an update from the Sheriff's Office if we could get one. Okay. And then, Justice Boyer, then let the Sheriff's Department run its course at that point, and then at that, we'll see from there what action, if appropriate, we might want to follow up on.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Very good.
Thank you. Counselor?
Hi.
At this point, is this public information? I can give this to the committee people, but I don't know that I can give it to the public. Is that?
This, it's a Faulkner County Sheriff's Office incident report. It's public information.
Make sure you save one.
I have no problem doing it.
Yeah, I just was curious about
And I have these copies here. I like the copies back.
Yeah. I'll give it back.
make sure you save a copy for Justice Hawks.
Yes. I can have more copies made. The Sheriff's Department doesn't like me as it is. Anybody else like to talk?
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to go ahead and pass out the sign-up sheet to Justice Hawks. In such case, we'll have a quorum. So I'm going to officially call the Courts Public Safety Committee in order, in session. Justice Hawks, I will tell you this, that now that we are on the record, the ABC representative declined our invitation to come and visit with us tonight. So I'm going to do some research through Title III and bring it back to the committee so that we can get the information that we were looking for.
Justice, if I may.
Yes.
Did he decline in totality or did he decline just this evening?
Yeah, she basically said that it wasn't her law and that it changes nothing that she does. And that she didn't want to go to 75 counties, basically saying that she didn't have any input for us. So I don't think it was anything nefarious whatsoever. It's just she had no input for us.
And may I say, Mr. Chair, if you want me to, I'm pretty darn familiar with that section of law. If you want me to outline that or summarize that or anything like that that would help for your committee, let me know. I'll be glad to do it.
I appreciate that, Counselor. I'll tell you what I'm going to commit to do. Again, it's exhaustive, so I'm going to go through there and look through and highlight some things, and there may very well, I may need some clarification or input.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and see if I can't narrow it down
sure.
for us to see how it impacts us, and then
sure.
you and I can confer and then bring that information and share it with the committee
okay.
and see where it goes from there. Thank you for that offer. Yes, sir.
Justice, one more thing. With your position with the Arkansas counties that you have, is this not something you might be able to bring before them and say, no, they do need to be in front of us. If they are going to transfer this authority to us, they better be ready to explain. Is there anything that you could do in that regard to put some, because it's not fair for them to do this and then run.
They do so. That's, may I?
Yes, please.
The problem is, Mr. Hawks, is that the after I talked to the ABC director, she made it clear that this was not something that they lobbied for, that they did, that they were even in favor of. The ABC did not transfer anything to the counties. Mr. Williams, Eddie Joe Williams, wanted a law that would enable his county to be able to put a stop to alcohol permits in his county. And so he got a law passed that would enable his quorum court and all quorum courts and all city councils to put the, as Judge Clausen would say, put the chutzpah on, or the kibosh. He uses a lot of different words for that, I'm realizing suddenly. Put the stop on efforts to bring new clubs into a county. What the ABC director said is this: that law is not the ABC or the legislature trying to put any additional burden or anything off of the ABC onto the counties. The ABC still does the complete and utter 100% job that they ever did. It's just that there's one more barrier in addition to everything that's ever been. There's one more barrier now between the private citizen and the private citizen having a private club or running the private club and have an alcohol permit, and that is the county being able to say, no, we're not interested. They didn't intend to put a burden on the counties so much as just give them the opportunity to say, no, heck no, we're not going to allow it, not here, not now. And for that reason, the ABC has not attempted to, because it's not their law, they weren't even in favor of it, they haven't attempted to put regulations on top of it or in it on how to govern the county's decision-making. This was just, frankly, in her words, not mine, this was Eddie Joe Williams creating a situation where his local government could say no. And the funny thing is, that I didn't say earlier, just after this was passed, the first club that came in to whatever county Eddie Joe Williams represents, his quorum court approved. To his chagrin. And so it didn't work for his own county, and now all these other counties are contacting the ABC complaining that they have this extra burden, and the ABC is saying, no, you really don't. You can ignore this law and just stamp your stamp of, we'll let the ABC do its job on every one of these that comes through, and it'll be just like it ever was. Or you can say, no, not in our county, if you want to. But she was basically saying, and I can agree with this, don't make it more complicated than it is, and if you do start making it complicated, that's when you get on a slippery slope on how complicated you make it.
Yeah. Justice Houston?
Question for you, Counselor.
Yes.
The operative word there was ignore. Are you telling us that we can ignore this and basically say, go see the ABC?
Every time. Yes. And
So like the case of the gentleman that came in with his application, he can now take that application and go before the ABC.
Not unless he has permission from them. Because we voted, not we, but my client, you guys, voted not to allow him to go to the ABC. You could have said, we understand that we have the power to deny him the right to go to the ABC. And so you could have said, we're going to let this situation proceed like it always has, and he goes to the ABC, they do their regular job. But because of this law, there was some confusion that happened, and this body voted that he shouldn't go to the ABC. Yes, sir?
Can he come back and apply a second time?
I don't know why he couldn't. I don't see anything in the law that says he can't. It would, if he does, procedurally in this body, then there would have to be a motion for reconsideration of his permit. And if a motion for reconsideration comes up, gets a second, motion for reconsideration passes, then he can come before and present his case all over again or not. This body can vote again, and this body can send him to the ABC to be vetted as everybody has been for years. Yes, sir.
Counselor, I guess I got confused. I was under the impression during that time that we were giving him a permit or authorization for county a business in the county to operate.
No, we were giving him.
Do we have a copy of that proposal anywhere?
Well, it was never written.
Because
somebody, from my perspective, somebody would have had to make a motion to give him to allow him to go to the ABC for me to write something, and somebody would have had to make a motion to disallow him to go to the ABC for me to write something. I didn't have either one, so no one ever wrote anything. He came in. The issue that was before the court was, will he be allowed to go to the ABC to get a permit? And he wasn't.
Okay. Thank you, Counselor. All right. Any additional questions from the committee? All right. That being all the business that we had before the committee, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Committee is adjourned. Thank you.